recording.
Excellent.
We're ready?
Yep.
You ready, sir? Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes or corrections?
There was one item under other business, item number 14. Thetavest Incorporated had been removed from the agenda.
All right.
It was already an existing easement there, and we took care of it in the office.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is the consent agenda. Gentlemen, you have it in front of you. If you could entertain a motion for the approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, you...
Before we vote on the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I did have a couple questions or wanted clarification on a couple issues. Either do it now or pull them off, but they're, I don't know if they're substantial, perhaps.
Go ahead, run them by us.
Okay. For example, on E, subdivision 2005-2, Carriage Springs Run. As I read that, is would that be our the last request that would be granted?
This is the third request for an extension.
So that would be the last one that we can approve.
Wait a minute. Third request for an extension?
Nothing said you can't.
Yeah, on subdivisions.
Nothing said you can't. Not a conditional use. Conditional use is as the
it's two.
Two, yeah.
But the subdivisions are three.
Not doesn't specifically say.
But there hasn't that traditionally been our policy that three extensions are.
Last meeting you did one that was third, and you said it's the final. It would be the third and last extension.
Right. That's what I mean. That's the commission as traditionally is. Has made the third one as the final.
It doesn't usually come up, but just this year it started coming up, yeah.
Is are there any others on here that are the third request?
Second. First. Yeah. There are a couple of them that are second, but not third. Let me back up to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Let's move.
So what you would have to do, because you've already approved the consent agenda, you're going to have to somebody's got to withdraw their second motion, and then you go back and change it.
There hasn't been a vote on the consent agenda, right?
Not the items, just the agenda.
Okay.
Well, on this one, according to the notes I have, all approvals have been received except for county engineering.
That application. Yes, no, it doesn't. We don't have. I don't. Yeah, all approvals have been received except for engineer.
That's also sort of been the county's policy too. That if it's, you know, a county issue,
where the county's holding them up is what it comes down to. All right.
But then
I don't have a problem with the approval. I just didn't know if that should be on the record, that would be our final approval.
If that's the only thing left, there's no reason not to make it the last.
Well, it's. I think that's been a kind of a. Is kind of a policy anyway. It'll be the third and final.
Well, last time we announced the one that they were asked for a third, and basically the motion included the fact this was the last extension.
Okay.
Okay, and then the next issue, the question I had it was on the next subdivision F. Do we grant a one year time extension on, should that be January of 2008?
Yeah, it should be 2008.
Right. That's just a typo.
Typo. And then last of those clarifications would be on H for Delmarva Woodsland Alliance. Would this not be our second request? It says it's the first request, but didn't the commission adopt the policy that if there's a revised preliminary approval, that we still go back to the original date of approval?
Well, the original date of, yeah, he did, December 14th. That was the original approval.
December 14th of 2006.
Right.
So this would then be a, because this makes reference to, this is a first request for an extension.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, what Shane's notes are saying is for first request probably since the November 14th revision.
Right.
Which would have come in, we couldn't get on the agenda for last month, so.
But would not that make this the second request that's been made for this particular project?
Based on the anniversary date, right.
Okay. So then perhaps that's just a typo also.
That should be second.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Okay, gentlemen, we've had some discussion. You have seen the other items on the agenda. We'll entertain a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, given the proposed corrections or changes that were just noted, my motion is for approval of the consent agenda with those changes so noted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the items on the consent agenda with the changes as noted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next order of business is old business. We have one item of old business today, and that would be subdivision number 2007-8, Cornerstone Developers, Shepherd Walk as a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, given my track record regarding planning and zoning motions of late, perhaps the commission would be better served if another commissioner made the motion. We might have better luck with it.
I would categorically disagree with that, but go ahead. You're entitled to your opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. got to get some laughter out of the woodshed trips. Anyhow, Mr. Chairman.
Well, you didn't go by yourself.
Nope. Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-8 for Cornerstone Developers based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the AR1 zone. The property is within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, with lots having a minimum size of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site would not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The community would not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 92 lots on 49.73 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone and is a reduction from the 112 lots originally proposed. Prior to the public hearing, the developer submitted the revised plan containing the 92 lots. The subdivision will be served by Central Water and Sewer, and the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 92 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. And the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, with the undisturbed forested areas shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within the lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. And there shall be paths throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. It is suggested that the applicant relocate Lot 70 so that it is adjacent to Lot 71, and then shift the lots 61 through 69 so that they are further away from the wet areas shown on the preliminary site plan. And this is with the acknowledgement that the applicant is not under the requirements to provide buffers from the wetland areas, but this perhaps will provide for a greater buffer from those wetland areas. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend, or moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-8 Cornerstone Developers Shepherd's Walk for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated preliminary site plan on Road 612.
For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of site plan for this application. This is a preliminary site plan for a 5,000 square foot church located on a 10 acre parcel. Site is zoned AR1 and located at the southeast corner of the intersection of Road 612 and US Route 13. Access to the site is proposed to be off of Road 612. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. 50 parking spaces are required and provided. The parking needs to be revised to 10 by 20 spaces since the spaces are perpendicular. On-site septic and well are proposed. If preliminary approval is granted, final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Parking requirement, Matt, Mr. Wright?
They're required to have 50. They have 50. They need to adjust their sizes because they're perpendicular spaces. They need to be 10 by 20.
And that is not on, that is not what these are on this plan?
No. For the, I think Shane, I don't know if Shane would have scaled them or they'll note it.
Note says 10 by
20. Well, the note says 10 by 20. I was just going by Shane's next. According to the site plan to meet the requirements.
And would they handicap?
Yeah, that's up to that's and we don't require that on our site plan. It's only required if the building code requirement is in place. there's a certain number would be required through code, through the fire marshal, that would have to be shown.
So it hits all the requirements, is what you're telling me?
According to the site plan, it's number 20. They don't show any specifically set aside for handicap, but I'm sure they would be required based on the number of spaces that they have.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for grant preliminary approval to Grace and Mercy Ministries, Inc. preliminary site plan on Road 612. With the staff receiving all agency approval. As a fine.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated site plan on Road 612 as a preliminary with final approval by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Hummingbird Meadows, modified undisturbed forest lands.
We have a request to modify the forest clearing area for a section of Hummingbird Meadows subdivision. The stormwater management system has been redesigned, and the new design will result in less forested lands being cleared. In this section, the original clearing area was 1.7 acres, and a revised plan calls for 1.5 acres to be cleared. In this section, resulting in a slight decrease, both the Conservation District and Division of Public Works have agreed to the proposed revision. Attached to the comments, Shane provided a letter from the engineering firm explaining the request, along with copies of the approved portion of the stormwater management area and the proposed revision. That would have been attached to your report that Shane prepared, and the letter was from Morrison Ritchie Associates Incorporated, and it should be the first attachment. There's a two-page and a half letter, and then two drawings showing the intent.
So this sounds like they're actually coming up with an improved design.
That's the way it appears.
Not asking for...
They're going to have a 2/10 less disturbance.
Less is more.
Different.
You got something else?
It looks different.
Neater design. Mr. Chairman, my motion for Hummingbird Meadows modified undisturbed forest lands on Route 231 is for preliminary approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve modified undisturbed forest lands on Road 231 for Hummingbird Meadows. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Indian River Retreat, conditional use number 1775, site plan on Road 310A.